Hello, hello, Astro Consciousness family. I've missed you all. I know it's been a little while, but I'm back. I'm here today to talk about the new moon in Virgo. This particular new moon is really important because we are already starting to set the tone for what 2020 will be like. Can you believe it? 2020, just in a few months. So let's get to it. Before I begin talking about the actual new moon in Virgo, let's trace back a little bit to where we've been in order to really understand where we're going. The last couple of months have been pretty hectic energetically. With the Cancer Capricorn eclipses, we were practically shifted, forced, moved to rearrange a lot of ourselves, whether physically or internally. But I'm pretty sure that with this axis, a lot of us had to do both. We had to decide what home truly meant for us. And home according to our standards, according to our beliefs, our values, our considerations, and not what has been previously established by the status quo. Turning our lives around in this manner, however that may have played out for you personally, takes a toll, particularly an emotional toll, because we have so many ties, so many identifications that we have to process away from. We don't just decide to change our lives from one day to the next. My belief is that whenever seeming sudden changes occur in the outside, they've been brewing for some time, consciously or even unconsciously, within us. By the time the decision is made, especially one that looks like a big physical change in our outer world, and that means that an even bigger change has already occurred within us. So just remember, I mean, as within, so without. That's in a nutshell what the Cancer Capricorn eclipses were about. So following the eclipses, we went into Leo season, and of course, everybody seems to have this fascination with Leo season. I love Leo season, and I'm a little bit biased because of my moon in Leo, but Leo season just reminds us of like this vibrant sun waiting for us outside, whether, you know, we live in the northern and southern hemisphere. The energy of that just makes us want to go out and party a little bit. So once Leo season hit, we were happy to come out of our Cancer shells and into a sunnier Leo-like weather. Like I said, figuratively or literally for some. The energy lifted, and in it, we were able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, per se. In other words, with the Leo confidence, we had a window of opportunity to embrace and own this new home that we had chosen for ourselves during the eclipses. One of Leo's greatest strength is loyalty, and moreover, loyalty to self. So when we make great decisions in our lives for our genuine best interest, there needs to be a healthy amount of loyalty to what we have committed to. It is probably the single best self-expression of self-love, especially with Leo being the sign of the heart and love. From that place of genuine self-love, we can give the same amount of loyalty, the same amount of love to everyone around us. When there is no one around us to assure us of big, major new decisions in our lives, the best assurance that we can get is one that comes from within us. So self-assurance is what we must rest upon so that we can keep moving forward in all of our glory. So with all of this set up, we now come to Virgo season, and almost immediately we get the new moon to set the tone. On Friday, August 30th, we get the new moon in Virgo at 6 degrees. With it is a stellium of all five planetary bodies, all five personal planetary bodies: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. To me, immediately, this screams personal responsibility.
personal planets are the ones that revolve closest to the sun. Therefore, they revolve closest to our actual physical being. Symbolically, these planets represent the energy that we practice on a daily basis. So a stellium of personal planets indicates that what we do right now will pay off enormously for the months to come, especially, you know, because this is what's setting the tone for the new moon. But the key lies in that we have to choose to do the steady work in order to get there. That is full-blown Virgo energy. Earlier today, on Instagram, I referenced a post by John Kim, aka the Angry Therapist. And for those of you who don't know who he is, I highly suggest following his work. His handle is The Angry Therapist. He takes big life coaching psychology concepts and puts them into bite-sized pieces that are easy for the rest of us to digest. It's really the best way that I can put it. So anyway, he shared a post not too long ago that really touched me, and it read like this: if you feel passionate about something, you must play it out, or you're making it about you, your fears, your doubts, your insecurities. Your ideas and passions are not yours. They are gifts working through you. Your responsibility is to get out of the way. Now, I don't know if he realized this or not, but he posted this right when we were coming out of Leo season and into Virgo season. So this speaks in so many ways of those two signs coming, you know, right after the other. In Leo, we have the passion, the creativity, the playfulness, and the sharing at a higher level of energy of all of these things that we share with other people, right? But once we get into Virgo, the Virgo energy that follows Leo energy, all of this passion, all of this creativity, all of this love that we have discovered during Leo season now needs to be honed down. Now needs to be honed down, and it needs to be worked. But more than anything, it needs to be shared as a way of service to others. And this is exactly what his quote is saying, that in these passions, in these things that we find so much love in, so much joy in, whatever that is for you, it's not meant to stay within you. And in true Virgo fashion, his words put us in a place of service, in especially in the world we're living in, where expectations have been gravely cultivated. So what I mean by that is that a lot of times we're creating, expecting a pat in the back or some kind of recognition in return. And I understand that, of course. I'm here creating, sharing with you. But it has to be bigger than that. Some recognition, something for your work, you should get, absolutely. But in the bigger picture, the ripple effect that your passion and your creativity has for the rest of the world is far bigger than us, is far bigger than our human minds can actually comprehend. Therefore, it has to be understood at a much more spiritual level. Our work, our passions, our interests, what we give, whether we realize it or not, affect not just us, but those around us in so many ways. What we do on a day-to-day basis, our rituals, all of that creates energy that literally ripples into the world. We may find that our energy only affects our immediate space, or that it's sometimes insignificant, but it isn't. It's much larger than we give ourselves credit for. So beneath the shy Virgo demeanor lies someone who does not leave for tomorrow what can be done today. There's very special energy in that. And I don't mean it in the, you know, you gotta hustle kind of way that is really popular right now, or working yourself to death. I don't mean it in that way at all, because it has absolutely nothing to do with human consideration. In that quiet discipline, Virgo takes what is owned and accepted and realized in Leo season and now sits down to practice it and perfect it day in and day out. The energy of discipline and commitment is put out into the universe, and that in itself is of service to other. And you might be asking yourself, how? Well, there's an array of ways, but that's actually not the point. Sure, someone may feel inspired by your work, and perhaps they begin to work on themselves. Someone may be touched by your words, and there's an internal shift that can occur for them. And those examples are actually quite significant. But from the innocence and purity of Virgo energy, none of that is actually the expectation. The ripples of focused energy go beyond us, and sometimes beyond our time on this earth. And that's what matters. To be conscientious enough in our daily habits and rituals that they create an energetic effect that is bigger than ego and is as big as simply being. From a being level, we can simply know that what we put out creates something beautiful, something that we may or may not see immediately, but that's never really ever the point. So, in a nutshell, this is what I've gathered from studying the Virgo energy, this new moon in Virgo energy. There's something pure. There's something pure in the seeming simplicity of Virgo energy, because Virgo can be very convoluted and sometimes complicated if it vibrates in a lower energy. But when we hone down on what's important, we're able to truly focus on the details of that. And something truly, truly beautiful comes when we're able to do that. So with that said, new moon blessings. If you have any questions, go ahead and leave them on my Facebook or Instagram. I mostly work off of Instagram, so leave your questions or comments there. Other than that, have an amazing, amazing new moon. Thanks.